If you live in an area where there's conflict, chances are good you'll have a shortened lifespan, a recent study published in The Lancet found. Mike Clagg, dean of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, says the impact of conflict is multidimensional.
The long-term impact can occur from disruption of where people live. They can become refugees that live in camps, or you get a destruction of the health system, so you can't provide care even if people don't move. Obviously, there's a huge mental health impact, and this paper documents it, of being exposed to conflict. And most importantly, the crises, the conflicts, have resulted in a reduction in life expectancy. In Syria, there's a 5-year loss in life expectancy for women and 6 years for men.
Clegg says such data must provide impetus for countries around the world to provide robust assistance to conflict-ridden areas. He calls the current situation in Syria the greatest humanitarian crisis since World War II. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.